thousands of people contact InventHelp monthly about their invention or new product. Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Call InventHelp now. Best of all, the call and information are free. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential, explaining every step of the invention process. We create professional materials and submit them to companies who are looking for new ideas in your category. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review new ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We offer 3D modeling and animation, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to present client ideas to additional companies. Join people just like you who made the call to InventHelp. You have nothing to lose.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
Into Tomorrow continues. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Dave Graveline. Our 26th year on the air, bringing you the latest in cool consumer tech, products and services, gadgets and gizmos, all sorts of things available today and into tomorrow. And we thank you so much, not only for listening, but I pre-thank you for calling in and participating, because your calls, your participation really makes Into Tomorrow what it is all these years. So don't hesitate to join us anytime, 24/7 at your convenience. And let us know if you've got any questions about consumer tech. Maybe you want to help another listener. Maybe you want to share some tech rage or share with us your favorite apps these days and why. Whatever the case, so many easy ways to participate. Of course, using the free Into Tomorrow app. Just search those two words in your favorite app store, Into Tomorrow. Our next guest is with a family technology company that designs and manufactures solutions to bring families together and keep kids safe. Like, if you're watching the video at intotomorrow.com, and if you're not, by all means, come visit us and see the video. So not only you can see our guest, but see what I'm holding up and see the Junior Track 2 watch. Very, very cool. The founder and CEO of Cosmo Technologies is Russell York. Russell, welcome Into Tomorrow. Thanks for coming on. How are you?
Thanks, Dave. Good to be here. Appreciate you having me.
It's a pleasure to have you joining us from San Diego on the other side of the country. Tell me a little bit about the Cosmo Technologies company. Then we'll get into this very cool watch.
Yeah, of course. Cosmo's a very, very unique company. This is one of the first, maybe the only true family technology manufacturer in the United States. We identify just a massive hole in the market where there's a lot of technology out there. Your show is all about consumer tech products. I'm sure you guys have seen just about everything under the sun. This might be something you haven't seen before. It's a product designed for kids that are very young, under 10 years old. This is a device to give to a kid that's maybe not old enough to have a cell phone. And parents are looking for products like this kid's smartwatch specifically because of what it can't do. It doesn't have internet. It doesn't have social media applications. It's really just a device that's geared toward parent-child communication. It comes with all kinds of great features that parents are looking for, like GPS tracking, calling, and texting. And you can imagine the benefits of being able to call and text your seven-year-old, pick up from school, pick up from soccer. It's an application that makes sense for families. And surprisingly, it really hasn't existed until very recently. And so we're proud to be a part of a family technology movement here at Cosmo.
Boy, I'm liking that whole concept because it's like, hey, mom, dad, football practice is over early because of the weather. I'm ready to come to get picked up and go home. You might not otherwise have the ability to do that. So how is it that the Cosmo watch can have that easy communication and yet provide that safety of not letting the kids be on anti-social media, among other things?
Well, that's right. So our devices ship pre-installed with a SIM card, and we provide a family safe wireless network. So Cosmo offers the actual network coverage for these devices. That means it comes with the GPS tracking ready to go out of the box. It comes with the ability to call and text. And so it's really a standalone phone. It's a phone on your wrist. But it's completely locked down. It's a parent-administered and a parent-controlled device. So it's really just streamlined for two-way calling between parents and kids, or guardians and kids that parents approve. So grandma, grandpa, aunts and uncles, babysitters, and so on. You can whitelist a circle of approved contacts the most important people in a kid's life they should be able to reach out to and contact. But it's operated on a wireless network that works everywhere in the country.
So terrific. Now, this is basically a kid's smartwatch, and they always want the tech that everybody else has. In many cases, even the younger kids teach the older folks, which could just be their parents, let alone grandparents, how to use a lot of the tech. So, of course, they want to have a smartwatch for them as well. So is there like an easy-to-use keypad on the watch, or are there some speed dial numbers, that sort of thing, where they can simply call mom, dad, grandma, that sort of thing?
Yeah, absolutely. It's a touchscreen device. So this will operate a lot like an Apple Watch or a similar wearable that you might have that has a screen. And so it's a touchable interface. You're probably not going to see this super well on the screen here, but several different apps that you can tap into. It's got a pedometer. It's got, you know, obviously the ability for kids to see their own, you know, physical activity during the day. It's got a clock face on it so kids can learn to tell time or just know what time of day it is, which class they need to be in. But yeah, it's operated through a touchscreen interface.
Terrific. So it makes it easy for the kids and comfortable for the parent. And you mentioned that, of course, built-in GPS, which is also encouraging, because while most parents and guardians and grandparents aren't going to really let the kids out of their sight, they're always not in your sight. It might be, you know, a sport practice or something like that. You just want to have that peace of mind to know that they're on the field with the team where they're supposed to be, because you had to drop them off and go get the other kids or that kind of thing. And you can, at a glance, apparently, I'm assuming with an app on the parents or guardian smartphone, see where they are and even communicate with them.
That's right. We have a parent mobile application that works for Android and iOS devices. And this comes with all the tools and features that parents use, including the GPS tracking. And so from the parent mobile app, you can see where your kid is. You can do real-time tracking. And that's also where you can call and contact the device and see anything else that your kid is doing, including you can follow along and see how many steps they've done in a day. We have a lot of parents telling us, you know, we didn't really understand why we would want this device, because we do see our very young kids most of the time. We know where they are. But what we've started here is the kids are taking back the neighborhood. Parents are letting their kids hop on a bicycle and go visit a new friend, or get over to the community park to play basketball with their friends, or whatever it might be, simply because they have the confidence that once the kid arrives where they're going, they can call home and say, I'm there. Or you can just pick up the Cosmo Mission Control, is what we call it, the Cosmo Mission Control parent mobile app, and just see where they are right away, anytime.
I like that, mission control. And I also like the fact that you have the built-in pedometer. So I'll bet you a lot of the kids kind of get a kick out of that. It's like, hey, I have walked a lot today. Look at that. You know, it's good exercise.
Right? That's right, Dave. I mean, kids want to do what they see the adults doing in their lives. And every adult in their life that has a phone or a smartwatch, it comes with all these kinds of features, including fitness tracking and communication and just that ability to have a personalized piece of electronics that sort of grows with you. And what we see this device as is just a really soft introduction to technology. It's something that kids feel good about. They feel connected. And it also gives them the benefit of feeling like they're part of the team, right? They have a device. They've got their own phone number. And for a lot of kids, that's really the biggest highlight. They open the box for the first time. They activate the device, and they've got their first ever phone number. And so kids are memorizing these phone numbers, telling their friends about their phone number, and it's a really special experience for kids. It helps parents to put off getting that iPhone or that more fully capable smart device until just a little bit later. It gives parents time to have important conversations with their kids about what technology is and how to approach it.
And of course, as you mentioned, they know their phone number, and they're going to memorize that and give it to their friends. But then again, to reiterate, the parent has to then allow it, right? So they have to confirm that it's actually a friend and not somebody that's given them a phone number otherwise, and then allow it. Then they can make and receive calls to or from that friend, as well as parents or guardians.
That's right. The contact list is completely controlled and administered by the parents or the guardian in that child's life. And that's an intentional decision, right? I mean, this really is meant to be a soft introduction to technology. And so to begin with, it makes sense for parents to say, yeah, that's an approved contact, or that's not an approved contact. And so there is a buddy system feature that we'll be rolling out later this year that will allow kids to actually just touch their watches together. And then parents will get an alert on their mobile app that says, you know, approve or decline this contact. But yeah, absolutely. Contact lists are and will always be administered by parents.
Good. So that's another feature of mission control that the parents have. So I like that. And I'm noticing you're also wearing one, and you're not under 10, I don't think. You don't look like it. So it kind of makes me wonder, why design just a kid's smartwatch? Or are you also doing something similar for older folks?
No, you know, Cosmo sees the same need for younger and older people. Technology really has been targeted at the middle generation. Yeah. And the users at the beginning and the end of the spectrum haven't really been given as much attention. And so what we've done with the Cosmo watch is really transferable to senior applications as well. We have a lot of companies asking us, hey, is this available with, you know, an SOS feature, with the ability to call into a call center for help, or, you know, comes with the same kind of features that maybe caregivers would want to have, like GPS tracking or the ability just to make really simple phone calls.
Sure.
And so we do have the idea in the next year of putting out a senior edition of this device. And we see Cosmo as being a company that can support customers that really haven't been supported by existing technology options.
Boy, I can see in another year, I might even need something like I've fallen and I can't get up button. So be sure and keep us informed when those kind of things are available. We're chatting with the founder and CEO of Cosmo Technologies, Russell York. Their website, cosmotogether.com. Be sure and check it out. I'm Dave Graveline. We'll be back more with Russell talking about this very cool kids smartwatch as Into Tomorrow continues. Stay tuned.